Welcome, everybody. You know, today is November 28th, 2016. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, and I'm pretty excited because one of the things that I am excited about is that God is just working on our behalf in such a mighty way. We've got so much to really be thankful for. But he also spoke to my heart about encouragement and how important our words are. And so my question for you for today is, are our words really important? And I know that each one of you are, you're entrepreneurs. Some of you are in the direct selling profession. Some of you are coaches. Some of you just met me on Facebook. But I know that you understand the power of words. But I want to really talk about encouragement today in particular, because it seems as we go into this holiday season, how important it is that we encourage one another. And it seems like there's more loneliness, there's more depression, but it also seems like there's just a lot more pressure, sometimes more stress, and encouraging words are so important. I know for me, over the last couple of weeks, it's been tough. Like, I don't know, I'm like in this season right now where the enemy's on my heels all over the place. And so I know that God's working mighty on my behalf, and I know there are some amazing and great things happening. But I also know that when I get an encouraging word, or somebody sends me a text or a Facebook message or leaves me a voicemail and just says, you know, just been praying for you, just been thinking about you, that it just, it lifts my spirits. It makes me feel as if like I can keep in the battle and I can keep going. So I want to encourage you to be an encourager and to really pay attention to what our words say and what we're doing with that. When I look at Proverbs 12 tells us that our words have the ability to either build up or to tear down those around us. And unfortunately, around the holiday season, we see that happen as well, don't we? Where we see that many times our words tear down. We can destroy our friendships that we've spent years, literally years and years, decades building with just a few words. We can also use our words to completely turn around somebody else's day, right? And as Christians, we need to speak the truth to each other. I get that. The Lord detests lies, and he brings joy when there's truth. But he tells us that the words of the reckless pierce like swords. And so to me, it tells us that if we're not careful, we can be reckless with our words. And that they can pierce like swords. Now, I don't know about you, but man, there's been many a times in my life where I wish like I could pull the words right back into my mouth, that sometimes I engage my mouth before I engage my brain. And unfortunately, it's at those times, many times, that my words have hurt other people. And I've seen the same thing on the looks of other people's faces, where you could tell like they were just reckless with their words. And even though they cut my heart and they pierced me like a sword, I have to remember that hurting people hurt people, and that they're hurting themselves, and I need to remember to pray for them. I got a message over the weekend from a client and friend that I hadn't spoke to in a while, and I was reaching out to a few people, and she responded, and she said, you know, she said, I asked her how things were going, and her health has been challenged, and she was just sharing a few things that I could pray about, and then she said, you know, I have to tell you, my business has never been greater, and she said, I don't know what I would have done without you during that really rough spot when you were coaching me through this difficult situation with one of my team members. Her team member got really ugly. And I've been in that situation as well, and I just told her, I said, the one thing that God showed me was to pray for those people that are really hurting you, and not just bless them, but by saying, oh, Lord, bless them, right? But specifically, find out what do they really desire? What's a desire of their heart? What would bring them immeasurable joy? What is something that they really are believing the Lord for, that they would really make all the difference in the world for them, and pray that in for them? And when I did this, I saw it change the relationship that I had with others, because I saw them have joy in their life, and then they were able to not hurt as bad, and they could share some of that joy with us as well. And I had shared this with her, and she said, you know, she said, if I would not have been praying for Jen, she said, during that time, I don't know what I would have done. She said, but you're daily, sometimes hourly, encouraging words made all the difference. She said, we're back to being best friends. She said, we're both flourishing in our lives and in our businesses. And she said that it was those words of encouragement that made everything different for me. And I'm not telling you this story to lift myself up, but I'm telling you this story because I want you to be encouraged. Whether you're an encourager or you need encouragement, I want you to know how important these words are. Even reckless words can pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing, is what Proverbs 12:18 tells us. So I want you to think about how you can speak life. You know, Toby Mac has an awesome song. I love him anyways because he's just fun and he helps me at my groove on and dance before the Lord when I get really excited and need that encouragement as well. But he says about speak life, that it's super, super important. I want you to really think over this last week, this holiday weekend, you probably saw more people than you've seen in a while. And were you one that was bringing healing with your words, or were you reckless with your words? You know, it's important that we think before we speak and we put the other person before ourselves and that we speak wisely. So he compares in the word here in the scripture that we can be reckless with our words and we can pierce like a sword, or we can be wise with our words. How can we be wise? Well, for me, I always look to speak scripture because I know that if I can speak the word, and I don't mean that you have to say the these and the thous of the new or the King James Version, but if we can speak the truth of the word to someone else, if we can just be specific with them and let them know what God's word says and how they can be in a space of positivity because of it. Now, the Bible doesn't just encourage us to be encouragers. It tells us very specifically that we are to be encouragers. You know, and for some of us, I know that we just feel like, you know, I don't have the strength. Sometimes I just get so tired, or I feel like I'm getting beat up by the enemy, or I'm just like, I'm just not in the mood, right? Isaiah 40:31 tells us, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So put your hope in the Lord. Put that energy back into finding what God has for us. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. That's the opposite of encouraged, right? He says, for the Lord our God will be with you wherever you go. So wherever you're at, wherever you find yourself today, whether you find yourself in a place of decision or you want to you know, have more clarity, or you're uncertain as what God would have for you to do or to be or to give or to have, I want to encourage you because he says don't be discouraged. He's basically saying be encouraged. The Lord your God's with you wherever you go. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 tells us, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. So I want to just make you understand that it's not a suggestion. He says, you know, I've commanded you to be strong, courageous, and encouraged because I'm with you. Therefore encourage one another, build each other up. He tells us in Matthew 11:28 that if we're weary, if we're burdened, all we have to do is come to him and he will give us rest. He'll give you that peace that goes beyond understanding, right? So why do we need encouragement? That's always something that I think about. You know, if we've got God and we know that he's with us and he's never going to leave us or forsake us, why do we need encouragement? God commanded that his people encourage each other because he knows that we need it. He tells us in John, he warns us, actually Jesus himself warned us and said that in this world you're going to have trouble. Which he then followed with a much-needed encouragement. He said, but take heart, I've overcome the world. That's from John 16:33. Now, we live in a broken world where everything calls us towards selfishness, despair. Sin steals our joy, our bodies break down, our plans fall apart, our dreams seem to go to sleep or die, our resolve tends to weaken, our perspective sometimes dims, and then we're promised suffering on top of it. Persecution and the trials of all kinds, right? We get all of that in the Word. When encouragement is absent from the life of the people of the body of Christ, we feel unloved. We feel unimportant. We feel useless, and sometimes we even feel forgotten, even though God promises us, and we know it in our head, that he promises he's not going to leave us or forsake us. God knows his people are in need of grace-filled reminders, and that's why he's given us each other. That's why I love that you guys start every single Monday with us in this time. I get encouraged from it, and I hope that you do as well. But God knows that we need these grace-filled reminders, so he calls us to encourage each other every day until his son returns. That's what he tells us in Hebrews 3:13. So let's talk a little bit more about what encouragement really is. Now, biblical encouragement, I want to make the difference, is not just a compliment, right? Telling somebody they've had a great haircut or how good their homemade salsa tastes or things like that, right? What we're talking about is the kind of encouragement that is explicitly Christ-filled encouragement. It's shared with the hopes that it's going to lift somebody's heart toward the Lord. What it does is it's going to point out evidences of grace in another person's life to help them see that God's using them. It points a person to God's promises that assures them that we all face things, but it's all under his control, that he's got our back, that he's going to work all things together for good for those that love him and have been called according to his purpose. Now, we understand, if we read the word, we're going to see all through the New Testament that there's encouraging words. It was a regular part of the church's life. Paul, as he starts most of his epistle messages inside of the New Testament, most of those books are started with encouragement, aren't they? Encouragement was and is essential as a way of extending grace to other people. So if you feel like, okay, I'd like to be an encourager, I'm just not really sure how to do it very good, let me give you a couple of practical tips, right? Now, there isn't only one right way to do this, just like there isn't one right way to do your business or one right way to do a component of your business. I want to give you a few ideas and hopefully help you get started. The first advice I want to give you is to pray. Pray that God's going to make you an encourager, that you'll be able to see those that need encouragement, and then that you're going to trust your creativity, that God is going to give you that creative measure to be able to help you not just focus on self, but a desire to build other people up. God delights in helping his people obey his commands. And so when we ask him, he's going to help you to be able to become an encourager. Watch for places where you see God's glory working in someone's life or working for the spiritual good, and just point it out. Another person to really study in the Word is Barnabas, and he's found in Acts. I think one of the first places we see him is Acts 4:36. But he was the kind of guy that you wanted to just have around you when you were serving the Lord. He wasn't just a spiritual cheerleader, but he was a man of great conviction who wanted to see the church flourish. And he did everything that he could to make that happen. He was that behind-the-scenes kind of guy, didn't have to be out front, but was that guy that came alongside you to encourage you and to help you and to help you see God's goodness and his grace in everything around you. But ask God to give you a heart like Barnabas. Then I'm going to encourage you. My third point is to make encouragement a daily discipline. Just find one, even if it's the first thing you do, do your scripture reading in the morning, have your prayer time, and then find one person, even if you just text them or you find them on Facebook, go through your friends list and find one thing that you could encourage someone around and do it every single day. And then what's going to happen is encouragement is going to come more naturally to you. So you can do it with a note, you can do it with a phone call, an email, a text, a Facebook message, however, but just set your phone alarm as a reminder to pause, to pray, and then to intentionally try to spur someone on in Jesus Christ. Then I want you to pray that God shows you who to encourage, okay? Because I can tell you that God's already got somebody in mind on who needs encouragement. And then if they come to your mind or you just happen to be thinking about them a lot, that's the person, okay? So don't make it be harder than it needs to be. If God just keeps having you think about somebody, just encourage that person. And if you can, use scripture. I don't think there's anything that encourages us like the promises from God's word. And if you need some promises, there's some on my website. If you go to BeckySpeet.com, there's a free tab, and they're listed under the free tab, okay? But be specific in what you say. I know for me that when I received that note over the weekend, it included two very specific ways that she saw the evidence of grace and God's grace in my life. And when I read those, I'll be honest with you, I was humbled. And it reminded me of the fact that God actually works in and through me. And I needed that. That was really encouraging to me. And I'm sure you've experienced the same thing, but be specific. It's kind of like when we're doing an acknowledgement. We don't just, you know, say, oh, great job. It means so much more if we have something really specific that God, you know, has laid on our heart or that we've noticed in someone else. So be specific in what you say. Then I'm going to ask that you just be wise, that you get started, but that you pray regularly, that a culture of encouragement is started in your own life and maybe with your friends, maybe within this group, and that we are faithful to really encourage one another. So we know that 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage each other, build each other up, just as you're already doing. We know that 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, we all rejoice together. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and to good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Ephesians 4, 29 says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. If we kept that as our focus for this week alone, think about how powerful it would be to let everything that we say be good and helpful so that our words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. I encourage you to be that encourager, and I know that encouragement makes things so much easier. We live in the fallen world, and it makes it easier for us to love, just like Jesus loved. It makes us easier to hope and be filled with hope. It helps us get through the times of discipline and testing. It nurtures patience and kindness. Encouragement makes it easier to sacrifice our own desires for the advancement of God's kingdom. And that's what we're really here to do, right? I think, honestly, in short, that encouragement makes it much easier to live a Christian life. So I hope that you were encouraged today and that you take those moments that maybe when you're not feeling quite so encouraged, that you realize, you know what, I'll bet there's someone else that really desires encouragement. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. God's word is full of encouragement. So I hope you're encouraged today. And just know that God wants to do a mighty work in your life. And many times it needs to start with us, with changing our focus, to not be fearful, but to be faithful, faith-filled, encouraging one another. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your day. Thank you that we can come before you and we can encourage one another. Lord, I pray that you would just be with my brothers and my sisters that can hear my voice, Lord, that you will just bring them that peace that goes beyond understanding, that they will see how you're working in and through them to make this world a better place, that they'll see those around them, give them the eyes, give them your eyes, that they can see, Lord, what you see, that they can hear what you hear, and that they can encourage each other, because we know that this is a command that you've given us. Father, I pray that you forgive us for those times when our words pierced like a sword or were foul or hurt someone else. Lord, I pray that you will just renew our strength, that we would put all of our hope in you, that we realize that even just like you created the foundation of the earth out of nothing, that you can take our nothingness and you can create something amazing and something beautiful. You've told us to be strong and courageous and to be encouraged because you're always with us. So, Father God, I lift Peter up to you as he has resolution and is seeking resolution for this job, Lord. Thank you so much for providing in the interim, Lord, for possibly doing the retail jewelry position, Lord, with his friend. But, Lord, I ask that you would give him the desire of his heart with his next career choice and his next job. Lord, I pray that you would send favor out before him and that he would have peace that goes beyond all understanding. Lord, I pray that you would be with Lenora as she's in this place of decision as well. Lord, I pray for passion for her life again. The same thing for Gloriella, Father. I pray that you would bring passion back into her life, that her hope would be in you, that she would see and that they would see that when you said there was light, there was light. Lord, we call forth your light into their life. Lord, I pray that you would help them to see what to do with their business and their job and the direction, Lord, and that you would give your peace that goes beyond understanding. Lord, I pray for endurance for Connie's husband and for her as they are in the season of studying and test taking and just that it's an intense time, Father, and we know that. Thank you that they are disciplined and they are diligent in their study. Lord, I pray that you would bring a lightness to their hearts, that even in this time of when they're just keeping their nose down and keeping it to the grind, Lord, that you will give them pockets of fun and focus and encouragement and excitement and joy that goes beyond understanding. Lord, I also thank you so much for Carol and that you've given them safe travels to Fort Worth and they had a great time with their family. Lord, I pray that you will show her the moments to cherish with her granddaughter and with her son and daughter-in-law, Lord, that we thank you for this opportunity that she has to serve them and to create the memories with them. Lord, I pray that you would help give her the plan now to focus on her business in Colorado when she returns, but also on what she can do between now and then. And Lord, I pray that you'll give Phil a good week, Lord, one that's very profitable and very productive. And Father God, I thank you for Terry, our new friend that's joined us this morning, Lord. I just praise you and join my praise with hers, that you are moving on her behalf as you are moving on all of our behalves, that you're giving her direction and clarity and favor and divine appointments. Father God, I just pray a blessing upon each person, that you would give them someone to encourage today and each day, that they would be faithful and disciplined to do that, Lord. That you would give them sweet, sweet words that would bring healing to every situation. That you would heal their hearts, where maybe they've had someone speak harsh words to them or against them, and they've been cut or pierced with those words. Bring healing in Jesus' name. And Lord, help them to have healing words that go back to those that have hurt them and also to others that are hurting in this world. Help us to be your light. Help us to be that example of your love. Father, we love you and we thank you. We ask a blessing upon each person, each relationship, each business that's represented, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you guys have a great week. I'll be with you guys again next Monday.